His brother has just died. I kept my eyes on my drink.
That's sad. Had he been ill?
I grasped the glass a little tighter. No, not as far as I'm aware.
Oh dear. It was sudden.
I took a quick peek at her face and knew I couldn't put off telling her without being subjected to the third degree. Yes. He was murdered. She blinked and stared at me for a moment, as if making her mind up whether I was joking or not.
Really?
I shrugged and went back to my drink.
Jed Cummings, you can't drop something like that into a conversation and not explain it,
she said, pulling her hand from mine. I can't tell you something I don't know, I said. I thought quite reasonably. She made a huffing sound.
Then tell me what you do know.
With a sigh of defeat, I pushed the letter my old friend Simon had sent me across the table. She turned the ivory envelope over in her fingers.
Nice stationery,
she commented, running her forefinger over the embossed coat of arms on the flap before flicking it open to slip out the letter. She carefully unfolded the two sheets of paper and spread them out on the table before delving into her jacket pocket for her glasses. Once perched on her nose, she began to read. Leaning back in my seat, I watched her face. By the time she reached the second page, her expression was full of sympathy.
How terrible,
she said, returning the letter into the envelope and sliding it back across the table to me.
Did you know his brother Oliver?
I shoved the letter in my pocket. I met him on a couple of occasions. I stayed at Kingsmead several times when Simon and I were home on leave together.
So you were good friends with Simon?
I nodded, feeling a little guilty. We'd been best mates at one time. Him, me, and Reggie. If I dropped this last bit of information into the pot, I knew exactly what would happen. If Emma had any idea her late husband was one of the three amigos, our bags would be packed by the morning.